and clear your clutter inside and out. We're talking about your vision for 2020. What do you see for your life this year? How can you gain clarity and focus? Are you aware of why you didn't accomplish what you'd hoped to last year? Learn how to create your vision as we begin our month focusing on clarity.
Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started.
Hey, 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 everyone. 2020. Can you believe it? I turned 50 in 2019, but I'm still in my birthday year, still 50. And I remember as a kid thinking 2020 seems so far away, so far off. And look, here we are. Life definitely seems to go by much more quickly as we age. So if you're like me, or even if you're just in your 20s starting out, let's work on creating the life we desire, because in every moment we have a choice. First up, as I do at the beginning of each year, changes to the podcast. I have decided no longer to do a bonus episode. I really like doing the 1 minute wisdom, but even with a much shorter episode, because I know I always didn't hit the mark. And honestly, when I was doing some of these episodes, I'd be like, I could go on and add, and I need to redo this and have it as a full episode. But it takes effort. And so by no longer doing a bonus episode, because before when I started the podcast, a bonus episode was a full episode. We have, I think we're up to 325 roughly in the archive. So I feel like we have a good solid archive. And so the bonus episode's not going to happen. Now, never say never. I might be doing a month, feel like, oh my gosh, I feel really inspired by adding a bonus episode. So in general, it's probably not going to happen. It might happen this month because I was inspired by something. But anyway, that's probably going to be the biggest change. If you have signed up for my newsletter, I am going back to a quarterly newsletter this year. With downsizing and so much going on, I forgot to put out newsletters, I think, for a couple months. I usually try to do stuff a month or so in advance, sometimes 2 months with the newsletters, just because I can get it done and have it ready to go. And I completely spaced, guys. Life happens. And so what that told me was that wasn't a priority for me. I've got so much going on. And I kind of did the same thing with the newsletter that I do with the podcast, taking July and December off. I'm cutting back to quarterly. I'm going to try to give a little more information, only 4 times a year. But if you're on the newsletter, I thought that I would share that. I am still going to take 2 breaks. I think that that benefits you and me. Again, we have that whole archive I have talked about. I know before that I will reread books or rewatch a video because I know I missed something, or there's something I need to hear this time around that I maybe didn't pick up on or didn't resonate with me at the time. So there's lots of information out there for the weekly episode. The more I thought about it, I want you to spend the week kind of contemplating and doing your take actions and throwing something else in there. It can be good or bad. So anyway, we will have the first break in July like I do, and in December. So it's going to be 6 weeks off of each time. And as I've made notes on here, it looks like we're up to about 350 episodes. So you'll have more than enough. By the first break, we'll have about 350 episodes. You're going to be in good shape. And then you know what? Life's not all about clearing your clutter. I want you to have fun and have joy and take time to paint and hike and do all that stuff that you love. So we'll continue with the 2 breaks. And for those of you watching on YouTube, you will notice that the purple background is back. I missed that. And putting it up made me feel so much better. Huge shout out to my friend Marcus. I used to cat sit for them. Isn't it ironic? Can you imagine me not having cats? Because I think since I've done this podcast, did this after I got married, we had Joey and expanded to 5. Yeah, we ended up, I think I'd hoped in one of my podcasts last year that we would adopt Anina and Augusta, also known as Needy and Gus, and I couldn't give them away, guys. I know that there's a need for fostering, but as black cats, they're still the least likely to be adopted, and no one was interested, no one kept looking, and it's very hard not to give your heart, at least for me, to these adorable little kitties that I helped catch that were feral and are now part of our family. So we decided that we were going to give each other the gift of kitties for our anniversary this year. Like, you know what, we have enough. We're downsizing and working on doing that more. So we are now a happy cat family of five. So again, if you've missed the purple cloth, it is back. I love the background, and huge thank you to my friend Marcus. Okay, and a big announcement, because I'm gonna actually at the end of the month do an episode on this about staying the course when things get really difficult. I think actually last year, I'd anticipated on publishing my books last year, and a comedy of errors happened. And I'm someone that believes in divine timing. Talk about that later on in an episode. But I just have to announce that I am super excited. I've spent about 2 years on these books, and you're gonna hear my little, when I do a little commercial, it's gonna be about the books. I'm really proud of this. I sent out query letters and was turned down, and one thing after the other, and again, we'll go into it in a little more detail in another episode, but there were several things that happened, and I knew I had to stay the course on that. And I'm proud of myself, because sometimes you just have to stick with things. Every obstacle that you encounter in your life is not necessarily a sign for you to switch gears or switch lanes. I've been inspired to do these books for a couple years now. I have this thing where I talk about when I feel like something just boom, drops into my head. And so that's kind of how it was in books. I'm like, okay, I know that's coming intuitively. I wasn't thinking anything about this. This is a go. So not always are the waters easy. So we'll talk about that a little later on. They're up on Amazon. I had a debate about this, but getting something on Amazon and other marketplaces opens me up. It allows people to find out about me. I'm also going to sell the books on my website because, as you can imagine, Amazon charges me to print as well as takes 60% of the profit. I think it's 60%. I'm very excited, wanted to share that, and thank you all for listening and tuning in and watching, because if you hadn't, I don't know if I could have kept with the books. So this kind of kept me going. Today's episode was inspired by turning 50 this year. Now I'm going to do another episode on things that I hope you've learned by the time you turn 50. But I'm halfway done with my life. Because if I lived to 90, then you know what, I'm already halfway there. And quite frankly, I don't know. I mean, however the cards are laid when my time's up. I read an article the other day that said we're supposed to, our bodies are equipped to make it to 900. I don't know if I want to live 900 years. And in my personal belief system, although I would love to hear anyone's thoughts on this because I always enjoy a good conversation, I've always believed in reincarnation and past lives, but as I read more about quantum physics, they talk about multiple timelines. And the best way I can describe this is I'm in this little spaceship. The essence of Julie, the soul of Julie is there. And I'm kind of think like Star Trek. What was that thing when they would go and they could try out the different lives? So imagine you're in the Star Trek spaceship and trying out these different lives. But some people believe that all these multiple lives, or there's, since there's no time, that that's a man-made construct, that they're going on at the same time. So I'm in Rome in 476 AD. I am in 3023 on a spaceship. Everything's going on at once. So because of this belief, I'm okay, you know, if we end this life at 85 or whatever it is. But the larger point being is I'm halfway done through my life. I really want to be more intentional with the time that I have left. Intentional to improve me, to improve my community, to improve the planet. And if I have a vision, that's easier. I still see a lot of people who are wandering through life. Now, I have a t-shirt. It finally fell off because I wore it all the time. It says, not all who wander are lost. Not all who wander are lost. And I agree with that. And for many of us, you can kind of wander through life and be okay. And for many of us, having a vision is really supportive. And you can be wandering and have a vision and be like, you know what? I just want to kind of check out everything that life has to offer. Even if you wander, having a vision can support you. Contemplating 2019. Before you create your vision, I really want you to spend time thinking about last year. Did you have a vision last year? If so, what was it? If you didn't accomplish all that you wanted, why? What held you up? Who was supportive? Who wasn't? What obstacles came in your way? What were you able to overcome? And what couldn't you get past? And why do you think that is? Did you feel a bit rudderless? Or were you able to stay on track and focused with your goals? Or did they not feel right and like they fit you well? Like a coat maybe is a size too small or too big. If you take the time to review last year, that will help you with success for this year. Because if you understand, you know what, I couldn't get around that obstacle. And as I'm thinking about it, it's because, you know what, I really don't want to write a book now. It's not for me. What I really want to do is start a podcast. And if you take that time to contemplate and answer those questions, that is going to help set you on the path for success. So take the time. I'm a huge fan of writing things down. Journaling might be best for you, or maybe you get this piece of poster board. I'm really a fan of that and being visual and do it in a visual thing. Okay, this is what stopped me. And then maybe that way you can do the mind mapping also. And I did a podcast. Don't forget to check out all of January's episodes, previous episodes. They're kind of along goals and SMART goals and visions and things like that. And those are all episodes that can support you. So I encourage you, take the time to do a year-end review and summary of 2019 and learn from that. What exactly is vision? It's simply a bigger picture for your life. Who do you want to be when you grow up? In some ways, I still consider myself a kid and have those moments like, what am I supposed to do? What would an adult do? But what do you want to be when you grow up? You always have the option to change and do something else. Is there something you'd like to be an expert in or known for? What is it you desire to accomplish? What do you need to do so you wake up excited and happy each and every day? Your vision can serve as a framework for you to create your goals, the life you desire. I really realized over this last year, I want to be known as a writer and for my books. I love, love, love the podcast. And I appreciate and like being known for that. But all my life, I've been proud of my writing skills. It's a dream come true for me to have these books published. I've written several courses, but in my mind, the books are still different. I have several books planned out. This whole past 2 years have been great learning format and all of these things, but I have a structure now and a framework for the process. After I completed this huge learning curve. So it's going to make my vision a bit easier now. So contemplate those questions and think of the bigger picture. What's the bigger picture for your life? Why having a vision is a good thing. When you have clarity, it allows you to focus on your dreams and desires. It allows you to move forward and take action to achieve what you'd like to accomplish. Clearing your clutter, and another way to boil it down, is all about clarity. focusing on what's important, separating the wheat from the chaff. It can help keep you motivated when it gets challenging. It keeps you on track as you can check in and say, hey, is this aligned with my vision? If it isn't, it's clutter, and you can get back to doing what will support you in achieving your life that you desire to create. Writing a personal vision statement. I encourage you to write something down and put it where you can see it. Kind of that daily roadmap reminder. I recently saw the dentist and she's giving it 6 months, but I think it's been maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks since I saw the dentist. I thought, oh, this is a failed experiment. But she talked to me about behavior modification. And she said, we're gonna, if you can throughout the day, stretch your jaw and check in saying, am I clenching my jaw? Then we don't have to get a guard. But I'm probably gonna end up having to get a guard. One of the things though that I've done is I have Post-its on the computer and on the bathroom mirror and by my nightstand, you know, check in, how is your jaw? Just says jaw. So I know they go, or am I clenching my teeth? So if you write it down and it's not long, or even if it is particularly long, it'd be good for you to practice writing it and kind of settling that into your brain and your soul. You can help put little notes with your vision statement around your home. And remember, it's not about being perfect. And I know as a writer, you can be like, oh my gosh, I've got to change that word. And I know that you can edit to the cows come home, and you have to eventually get to a point where, like, you know what, it's ready to present to the world, or it's ready to present to Susie or Sally or Bob or Billy what you want to share. It's important, however, to spend time on it and be very, very clear. As I'm recording this, I wanted to give an example. This is currently what I'm massaging and working on, but this is what I have so far for my vision state. To be a writer, mentor, and healer, to inspire people to clear their clutter and share their gifts with the world. You've been listening to me for a long time, that's probably going to be like, yeah, you know what? That's a pretty good vision statement for her. You might want something longer and to go into more detail, or you might want something shorter. To come from love in every single situation is an example of something that covers a lot, but that's pretty short. I'm working on that. Still a work in progress. Do what feels right to you. Don't need to share with anyone. You can keep it private, although you can. That might be a way to support you and have people be like, ah, Julie, check in with your vision. Is that really where you want to spend your energy? Use language that makes sense to you. Like, for example, my business is Reawaken Your Brilliance. It's a question I actually get asked a lot when I'm interviewing and why I chose it. But to me, someone else might be like, I don't understand that. What does it mean? But for me, it says a lot in three words. And that's maybe, for me, a shorthand. And so, again, it makes sense to me. I don't have to have everyone understand it. But if it's part of my vision statement, as long as I'm good with it, that's what's most important. Some things you might want to consider when writing your personal vision statement. What values are important to me? How do I want to make a difference in the world? What goals do I want to accomplish? Do I want to write a book? Make a documentary? Create a cookbook? Make a sculpture, become a CEO, own my own business, design clothes, be as clear as you can when writing your personal vision statement.
You have all the answers you need within. Got Clutter, 365 journal prompts books, supports you in figuring out how to clear your clutter. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Choose from physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, holidays, or compilation volumes 1, 2, and 3. Free MP3 meditation with purchase. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com or purchase on Amazon.
How create your vision? So you might have been doing your contemplating 2019, figured out some things, you've written your statement. So how do you move forward? First, dare to dream. There are so many possibilities, there are infinite possibilities. Let your mind wander. What is it that excites you? When I think about being a writer and truly being published, it makes me really excited. It makes me really proud. One of the things that kept me going through the process was I had hired someone to design the covers. She did an amazing job. And when I was slugging it through, because someone said, oh, allow several months. She just got me right away. She gave several versions right off that were all awesome. But one, I was like, yeah, this is it. That allowed me to keep the dream going. Like, I'm seeing this come to fruition. And let yourself dream. What gets you excited? If you want to be an author, do a mock-up and print that. What did you dream about when you were a kid? Allow yourself the courage to dream. Explore your passions. What gets you excited each day? Where do your talents lie? When I first started my business, that's what I asked myself. You know, I wouldn't be a very good accountant because I have about zero math skills, and it's something I couldn't get excited about. Balancing my checkbook is about the limit of my ability, and thank goodness for calculators on Google. But I had to ask myself, well, what would I get excited about doing each day? And one of the things that I've learned through this process is being willing to change, to shift gears. I did an online TV show that shifted into the podcast. I'm now doing books. I was really focused on organizing and then realized, oh, it's about clearing the clutter. And as I move further, I'm like, I want to help people, support them in getting end of life. So if they prepare for death, they can live their life fully. That's what gets me excited. Number 3, consider qualities or skills that you'd like to learn. Now, I should like to learn grammar, but at least I'm consistent, guys. I have never been good at grammar, even though I was a very creative writer. So at least I'm keeping consistent. But probably in all honesty, I should bone up on my grammar skills because I'm fortunate that my mother was an English major. My uncle was too. And so I have those resources. But I should still learn things. But sometimes it's hard in the creative process because you just have to get everything down. And you're so focused on, did I say this? Did I repeat myself? Is this clear? That sometimes the grammar, at least for me in the process. But that would be a good skill for me to learn. So what qualities would you like to learn? If you want to be own your own business, a small business owner, maybe you need to learn basic accounting. Maybe you need to be a good networker or learn how to bone up on your intuition because you're going to have to hire people to do certain jobs and you want to make sure that you can trust your instinct on that. So what are the quality and skills you'd like to learn? Your purpose. Do you feel you have a purpose? I have heard more than one spiritual person say, our only purpose in life is to love. And you might go, pshaw. Not easy for me, at least. If that's something that I strive every day and I act from love, instead of anger. I'm a lot better than I used to be. But what is your purpose? That something short like that might be great for you. But for others, you might be, my purpose is to be an Olympic athlete. My purpose is to be an amazing mother. My purpose is to invent something that will help people in developing nations have clean water. I believe we all have a purpose. And at the base, yeah, I think I would agree with that. It's to love, it's to grow. But I think for a lot of us, there's more to that purpose. So spend a little bit of time thinking about it. What is your purpose? My purpose is to support people in clearing clutter. My purpose is to, even though we're talking about decluttering, is to infuse life coaching and life skills and things of that nature into everything I'm doing. I'm very aware of that and very clear about that. Number five, be as specific as you're able. The draft of my personal vision statement had three items. But it also makes really clear to me what's most important to me. Healing people is. Because when I support people in healing, because everyone does all the healing. I'm just a mirror sometimes or the supportive space for that. You have to do the healing. I can't heal you. We all have to own our life and take responsibility. But that's one of the things that's really important to me, because as we heal, we change the world. And that's how we're going to do it, by each and every one of us owning our life, taking responsibility, and choosing whether to go up the spiral and raise our vibration or the alternative. No right or wrong here, folks. No judgment with it. But back to the point, be as specific as you're able. Because when you're really specific, when you're really clear, it makes saying no or yes a lot easier, because boom, you know, doesn't fit in with what I'm trying to do. Next. Make sure you are focusing on what you desire, not others. And I see this more often than you think that I would. I had a friend in college, and her boyfriend went to law school, and they dated and they eventually married. He hated law school, but his parents wanted him to be a lawyer. So he hated being in law school, wasn't where his interests lied. And then he was a corporate lawyer, although if you're going to be a corporate lawyer, this would be one of the cooler places I would think to be a lawyer. Anyway, went and did that for years and was miserable. Now, he was also in the fortunate position that she was really well off, so he could make this change. And I get it. I get that sometimes decisions are harder than others, but we still have a choice. I want to emphasize that. And he eventually said, I hate being a lawyer. And he chose to do something else. And now he's really happy. But for years, he was trying to please and I'm sure honor his parents by going to law school. But that wasn't his dream. That was his parents'. Maybe that wasn't even their dream, but they thought that's what a good son does. He becomes a respectable position like a lawyer. And he lost so many years of his life trying to be something that he wasn't, but he found the courage to end that. So if you're in a similar situation, I encourage you, yes, you can do it, but do what makes you happy. Life is too short. Even if you live to 90, life is too short to be doing something that you hate every single day. Get feedback regularly. Why do I work with a coach? Because I need it. I need someone who is non-judgmental, who can cut through my blah, 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 get to the essence of something, and provide me with good feedback. And then I can choose whether or not I act on it or listen to it. But it's really important to get feedback regularly and be very aware. Sometimes our friends and family don't give us the best feedback, and you need someone who doesn't have a vested interest and is a neutral. But that feedback allows you to course correct. It allows you to think, maybe that isn't my dream. Is it someone else's? It allows you to check in, and it allows you to go further, go deeper. Check in with yourself, check in with your soul. Is this really what I want? Because we can sometimes ignore that little voice, but if we have someone that we trust, they can say, hey, whoa, what's going on here? Let's step back for a moment. Again, you want to look for people that are non-judgmental, that are honest, that you feel a good rapport with, but I encourage you, get regular feedback. Number 8, think about what areas you might want to create a vision or what it should include. You know, you might want to have a little separate vision for your personal or your professional life, maybe a vision for your health, your community, relationships, your connection with Source, the higher power, God. What areas do you want to, what do you want to include? What is most important to you? And one of the most important things, how are you going to remain accountable? Again, that's why I suggested to thinking about last year. Now, you have to be flexible and in flow and still move forward. You know, when we were downsizing, it's incredibly stressful to sell your home. Now, looking back on the process, we had to have left the home before it can be sold. I remember, think my energy and Tony's energy was so strong in there that people pick up on it, because the day after we left, we got an offer. So I respect that and understand that. But during that process, I didn't write a lot. I did some editing, but I'm just like, I can't handle this now. I am so overwhelmed. I've just got to focus on doing my clients, any of the extra work. I knew in January we were downsizing. I had done the podcast episodes, really kind of went into high gear with that. And so I was like, okay, this will get done while we are downsizing. It's one less thing to worry about. I have Cotty, dear, dear friend. She is someone that helps keep me accountable. My husband does. Having different people edit helped me keep me accountable. The cover designer, because there was a lag, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so great, but I have to let her get her job finished. So those were all elements. So how are you going to do that? Maybe join an online group. Maybe you join a local community. Maybe you work with a mentor. Whatever it is, set up a system for success by holding yourself accountable. Because when we go year after year after year without changing our life, without growing, without accomplishing what we desire, usually not having accountability is a part of that piece. So come up with a plan on how you're going to check in with yourself and make sure that you are being true to your vision. Remember, just be flexible and in flow and still move forward, because you can do that. You can choose to do that. Continue to clear your clutter in all areas of your life. If you have a lot of clutter, you can't create your vision and you can't bring it to fruition. Clutter then becomes a distraction. And maybe you're afraid of success or failing or some other ways. And if you have clutter, then that book never gets published, because what if I put it up on Amazon and people criticize me? That was a concern of mine. It's going to happen. Absolutely going to happen. But that can be a fear. I get that. Like, I'm already criticized doing this. I'm putting myself out there for more. But what outweighed it for me was, I'm here to serve a purpose, and my purpose is to support people in clearing clutter. And part of my vision is helping them heal, supporting them to heal. And this is one of the ways I have to do it. So that far outweighs the pot shots from the keyboard warriors. So keep on working on clearing that clutter in all areas of your life. And then finally, check in with your vision on a regular basis and make sure it still holds true for you and makes you happy. Again, life changes. Life hasn't turned out exactly as I planned. A lot of it's been pretty good. I have Tony and the cats, for which I'll be eternally grateful for, but there are other areas that aren't ever going to be fulfilled or where dreams aren't going to happen. So just check in with yourself and make sure that it still feels good, feels like it fits. Take actions from today's podcast. Review 2019 and learn why or why not you didn't get things accomplished. Contemplate your vision for 2020. Think about your vision for the next 5, 10, 20 years and your life. Write a personal vision. Create a plan with steps to achieve your vision. Determine how you'll be accountable. Go with the flow of life. It's okay if your vision changes. On our next episode, we're talking about no spend days. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.